Welcome to another edition of Giants Rewind, brought to you by New York Presbyterian Hospital. I'm Bob Papa. I'll be joined by Carl Banks as we look back at the Giants' loss in Carolina, 38-0. And Carl, the Giants get the ball first to start the game. And right out of the gate, a David Wilson two-yard run, a David Wilson two-yard loss. Eli Manning scrambles for a first down, but Manning gets sacked, and not the kind of fast start you want against a Carolina team that's 0-2 as well.
Well, especially when you have a team that is, they're scrapping, trying to find a way to win it. You want to send a message right away that it's not going to be an easy game, but the message went the opposite direction.
All right, so the Giants have to punt the football away. Carolina gets it, and the Giants hold them to a 3-and-out. Mathias Kiwanuka gets a sack, so the Panthers punt the ball back to the Giants. Pretty good field position. The Giants start 1st and 10 at their own 31-yard line, but here's where the problems that the Giants had manifested themselves in a big-time fashion.
Manning off a play fake. He's under pressure. He's going to get sacked. Loss of 11. 2nd and 21. Manning to throw this time. He's under pressure. He's going to get sacked again. Eli Manning has been sacked 3 times already. On a 3rd and 25, Manning just spikes it into the ground because the screen was not set up properly. So the Giants with a quick 3-and-out that nets minus 16 yards.
We knew they had a good defensive line, and they had guys who could get to the quarterback and get some pressure, and obviously they did a good job. And so we gotta find ways to slow down the pass rush with whether that's running the ball or screens or getting the ball out quicker. But they won the physical battle today.
Protect. Play like we're capable of playing, man. Put your mind to it. Focus on one play. Forget what happened now. Forget. Go to the next play, okay? Like you're on fire, right? Let's go.
So, Carl, back-to-back sacks, then an incomplete pass. They lose 16 yards on the possession. What was going wrong at that point?
Well, I think, in all honesty, it's a bit more of the same. I think you didn't correct some of the things that went wrong the week before, and teams have now dialed in. Your offensive line has a bullseye on it, so they're gonna bring every trick in the book to try to get to your quarterback, knowing that if they stop the run, you got to pass.
Carolina gets the ball back at their own 41-yard line. A big play. It's the third play of the drive. It's 3rd and 13. Cam Newton takes off for a big run of 14 yards and gets a first down. He was dominant on this drive running the football.
Yeah, they didn't do a lot in the air. He was just moving the team. He got into a rhythm, a little bit of read option, a little bit of improvising on his part. So it was just one of those deals where they had the Giants off guard.
In fact, on that drive, he only completed one pass. That was to Greg Olsen on a 3rd and 8 at the Giants 9, which put the ball at the New York Giants 2-yard line, 4th and 1, and Carolina decides to go for it.
Newton calls out the signals, takes the snap, handoff, Colbert, he runs right, and he's in for the touchdown.
Carl, the Giants seemed totally caught off guard that Tolbert would get the ball. It looked like they were all selling out for Cam Newton on that 4th and 1 of the 2. Tolbert goes in pretty easily off the right side.
Yeah, they just were planning for a sneak, and the guys on the outside of the defense, one guy up the field and the other guy scraping, just wasn't alert enough to get him.
So it's 7-0 Panthers. Giants start at their own 20-yard line, and Carl, again, the first play of the drive, a sack. Then David Wilson tries to run up the middle. He loses 4 yards. And then a short pass to Jarrell Jernigan for 5 yards after a delay of game plan. It's 3rd and 20. You're in these 3rd and longs. You can't be successful as an offense.
Well, statistically, they're just not favorable. You expose your quarterback to so many different things. Long yardage plays are low percentage plays.
The Giants need some kind of spark, some kind of break, and they get it on special teams.
Low snap, Weatherford gets it. Knuckleball to the far side, not deep. Bounds at the Giant 45.
Hit a Panther.
Ball is loose. Did the Giants get it? They say they did.
You got a break.
On the far sideline.
It wasn't Weatherford's best punt, but the net result is Larry Donnell recovers the ball. This should have given the team a spark, shouldn't it?
It really should have. Get positive field position, just what they needed to kind of get a breath of life.
That's how the first quarter ends, with the Panthers in front 7-0. We'll tell you about the second quarter when we return to Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital right here on MSG. Welcome back to Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital here on MSG. We start the second quarter. Panthers lead the Giants 7-0, but the Giants had forced a turnover at the end of the first quarter, and they face a 3rd-and-3 at their own 45-yard line. But Eli Manning gets sacked for the 5th time in the game, and the Giants have to punt the football away. So Carolina gets the ball back, starting on their own 13-yard line on a 2nd-and-10 from their 13. That's when the New York Presbyterian Hospital play of the game occurred.
Newton drops straight back to throw under pressure, throws it out, and it's intercepted by Aaron Ross. Step right in front of LaFell, pushed out of bounds at the 18-yard line.
I said you was going to get one, baby. Yeah. I said you was going to get one. What a
That's the New York Presbyterian Hospital. Amazing play of the game. Amazing things happening here. And, Carl, let's talk about the two components of that interception. First, Aaron Ross kind of reading the quarterback.
He did a great job knowing the route and undercutting it. Great play with his hands, and he's trying to score with the ball.
And pressure on the quarterback came right up the middle, which forced the errant throw.
Yeah, and that was key because he couldn't step into it. Cam Newton throws an outcut really well, but the pressure along with the good read by Aaron Ross.
All right, so here's a chance for the Giants to stabilize the game, down 7-0. They take over 1st-and-10 at the Carolina 17-yard line when the game-tying touchdown gets negated.
Hand off Wilson. He turns the corner left, lowers his shoulder to the 10, to the 5, touchdown Giants! But there's a flag on the play where he turned the corner, and I think we're getting a hold on Will Beattie. Tom Coughlin just turns his head in dismay, but a 17-yard touchdown run comes off the board.
These are games that you never want to think about, you never want to dream of or say that your team's going to have a game like this. Now, I know what we have to do is learn from this and make sure that we use it and we build on it. There is way too much of a season left to go to put our heads down and say, okay, this is the New York Giants. We have a lot more games, a lot more weeks left. We're still blessed to be able to come back and do this again tomorrow.
We came down to win! Y'all with me? Play with me. Let's go. I need all y'all. We're going to work together. Let's go.
Carl, there's no debating. I mean, Will Beattie held on the play. But these are the kind of things that you can't do when you're struggling as an offense.
Well, yeah, and then there's just a sense of awareness, knowing that the back that you have in the backfield, if it's an outside run play, you're not going to have to block your guy for very long. He's going to be out and by your guy. So eliminating those types of mistakes keeps you in the game. Making those types of mistakes kill opportunities.
So rather than a touchdown, it's now 1st-and-20 at the 27-yard line. And then Eli Manning gets sacked on the next play. So now you're looking at 2nd-and-27, 3rd-and-20. And now Josh Brown comes out and misses a 38-yard field goal. Completely deflating for this football team.
Absolutely. When you get the ball that close with opportunity and you go backwards every single down and then you miss the scoring opportunity on a missed field goal, it can't feel good if you're an offensive unit walking off the field.
Carolina drives the ball down the field, but the Giant defense holds up and a penalty against Carolina. So Graham Gano converts on a 53-yard field goal. So it's 10-0 Panthers at this point. The Giants get a drive. They get one third down conversion on a pass to Victor Cruz. Again, the drive stalls. Carolina gets it back. And, Carl, you know, it's a situation here with Carolina where you could sense a team that's struggling starting to build some momentum and confidence.
Yeah, you could see with every play, both sides of the football, they were getting into a rhythm, feeling very good about the way they were playing against the Giants.
So the Giant defense needs to come up big here because it's 10-0. Maybe you hold Carolina to a field goal. If it's 13-0 going into the locker room, you're only down by two touchdowns. You got an opportunity. So the Giants, in the final seconds of the quarter, have the Panthers on a 3rd and 12 at the Giants' 16-yard line when Carolina hits a big play.
Newton back to throw, under pressure, throws one left corner, the end zone, caught, touchdown.
Carl, pretty simple. LaFell comes out of the left slot. Terrell Thomas has him. Terrell Thomas gets beat. And there was no pass rush to really bother Cam Newton on the play.
Well, it was a corner route. They blitzed from the side of that route. The blitz did not get there. It didn't get close, which gave, you know, Cam Newton time to set and throw a beautiful pass.
So very deflating. Carolina now with a 17-0 lead. The Giants get a 5-yard run from Darrell Scott. And at the half, the Giants have 18 yards of offense and trail 17-0. When we come back, we'll tell you about the third quarter as we continue with Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital, right here on MSG. Welcome back to Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital here on MSG. We start the third quarter. Panthers lead the Giants 7-0. Remember, Carolina won the coin toss. They deferred to the second half. And, Carl, this is a very disheartening chain of events. After D'Angelo Williams runs for 2 yards and then 8 yards, the Panthers start ripping off big chunk plays. And I think one of the really big plays in this whole sequence, D'Angelo Williams goes around the left end for 27 yards. And we've seen it in the other games as well. The defense plays well against the run, but then they give up a big chunk play.
Yeah, and that was ironically the exact same, well, close to the exact same area of the field and exact same play that they were hit with twice last week. So until they can correct these things, they just repeat. Teams are smart. They want to hit the soft spots.
Yeah, after that 27-yard run, they didn't even face another second down. Carolina takes it to the Giants' 20-yard line. They got a 1st and 10 at the Giants' 20, trying to break this game open.
Newton back to throw, pumps, delivers one right into the end zone, caught, touchdown, LaFell, his 2nd of the game as he beat Ross.
Carl, they made it look easy. Aaron Ross gets beat on this touchdown, but this was very disconcerting if you're a Giants fan, and I'm sure obviously for the coaches. You're down 17-0 at the half. They offered very little resistance defensively on that opening possession. It almost looks as if at that point, they knew that they were kind of out of it.
Well, you could probably sense as they went into the locker room for the half that, boy, things aren't going well. Then you come out one play, two play, and then there's a big play on the third one, and you could probably just sense that the air was starting to leave the balloon there. And they just, the rest of that drive just didn't seem like they had the motivation or the energy to stop them.
All right, so it's 24-0 Panthers. Giants start on their own 20. Manning's under a lot of pressure. Pass to Pascal's incomplete. Jacobs runs for 2 yards. So now the Giants have a 3rd and 8 at their own 22-yard line when they turn the football over.
3rd and 8, Manning out of the gun. 4-man rush. Throws one to the right, and the pass intercepted. They just read the route perfectly, and the ball gets picked off by Melvin White, a rookie out of Louisiana Lafayette.
They didn't put their secondary out there on an island much, and were able to get great pressure. We're just bringing 4 guys, and that's tough when you can drop 7 guys and rush 4 and get pressure. It's going to make it hard for any offense to have a successful passing game, and that's what they were able to accomplish that.
Coach talked about this. We got great on. Let's go. He's been fighting all week. Are we going to fight with him or are we not? Are we going to get up or are we going to lay down? Let's go.
Carl, it was almost predictable. I mean, the pass rush was so good. They're dropping 7 into coverage. And Melvin White, who's running with Akeem Nicks, he knows Manning's got to get rid of the ball. He jumps the underneath route and just, it's an easy pick.
Yeah, it was like a little trap, a little corner trap there where he's carrying his guy to the sideline, but if anything comes out short, he's to break on it.
So the Giants turn it over, sets up a short field for the Carolina Panthers. And at this point, I mean, you could feel the complete wind out of the Giants' sails. D'Angelo Williams is getting the running game going a little bit. Panthers move the ball downfield. D'Angelo Williams with a 13-yard run during this exchange. So Carolina has it second and goal at the Giants' 3 as they continue to party in Carolina.
Newton back to throw. He's going to keep it. He's going to run left. He fights for the end zone. Touchdown.
We got to dig deep, man. You know, we've dug a deep hole for ourselves. You know, we've made things a lot harder than what they needed to be. But, you know, we all did that together as a team. And we're going to have to get out here and fight as a team. And, you know, I'm extremely confident in this group. I'm confident that we'll turn things around and we'll find a way. And, you know, once we find a way, hopefully, you know, we just stay on that path.
Cam Newton just kind of bowls his way in and takes on a couple of Giants. Now, Cam Newton's a big guy, but he willed his way into the end zone for that touchdown.
Yeah, he really did. He turned his back and just drove his legs, and you had two Giant defenders on him, and they couldn't push him the opposite direction.
All right, so that made it 31-0. And, you know, at this point, the Giants get the ball back. Brandon Myers has a 20-yard catch. Another David Wilson run is negated because of a holding penalty. So you're in a 3rd and 12. You're in 3rd and 11s. Manning gets sacked for a 7th time. It's like they would, no matter what they tried, it seemed as if they could not find a rhythm.
Well, it's self-inflicted wounds. I mean, when you finally get something going, there's a penalty to negate it. Or when you don't have something going, there is a missed assignment or someone's getting beat at the point of attack.
So the Giants punt the ball away, and the third quarter comes to an end with the Panthers in front, 31-0, and possession of the football. We'll tell you about the fourth quarter when we return here on MSG to Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital. Welcome back to Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital here on MSG. We start the fourth quarter. Panthers lead the Giants 31-0. All right, Carl, yet another example of mistakes. Panthers have it, 4th and 1 at their own 22. They have to punt the football away. So the Giants are going to get the ball back. Demontre Moore jumps offside. These are things you just can't have. Even though it's probably not going to factor in the course of the game, it's a mental mistake that can't happen.
Well, yeah, because now you keep the onslaught in play where at least you get something positive from your defense. You get them to punt. You give your offense a chance to at least start to build something going into the following week. It doesn't happen because it's a mistake.
Cam Newton throws a 24-yard strike to Greg Olsen, then a 2-yard run by D'Angelo Williams. So Carolina has it 2nd and 8 at the Giants' 47 when they go up top.
2nd and 8, Giants' 47. Monty Edwards in motion left. Newton out of the pistol. Play fake. He's going to throw. Deep ball, middle of the field, looking for Ted Ginn, who's got a touchdown on the post.
We are a desperate football team, and I don't like using the word desperate, but right now we're desperate. You know, things haven't went our way, and we just got our butts handed to us on the road, and it's going to be a lot of soul searching. There's a lot of looking in the mirror to figure out, you know, how I as a team leader can step my play up, and how I as a team leader can, you know, push guys to be, you know, do better. It starts with, you know, us. And, you know, it's not going to be any pointing of fingers. It's going to be going out there and working. And that's the only way I know how to dig myself out of a hole like this.
Well, Ted Ginn Jr. with the 47-yard touchdown. It's a deep post. Again, Newton has a lot of time. And then Aaron Ross, who's running with him, looks like he tries to undercut a little bit early instead of continuing with him and then play the ball. And next thing you know, you're giving up 38 points.
Yeah, and it was, I'm unsure whether or not the safety who took something shallow should have been back there to help with middle of the field help. But it did seem like it was a lot of ground for Aaron Ross to cover on an inside pass route.
And then the Giants get the ball back, and they're driving it, you know, at least trying to get something positive going. Manning hits Lewis Murphy for an 8-yard pass. He fumbles the ball. Carolina takes over. And it's pretty much all she wrote. The Giants would turn it over one more time as Curtis Painter would throw an interception. But, Carl, I mean, I think there's a lot of ways you could go with this game going down there. The Giants assert themselves and play well. maybe on the road, it's a tough game against another 0-2 team, and they win or lose a close one. Could you ever envision them losing the way they did?
No, I think the most disturbing aspect of it was kind of the lack of emotion as they were going through such a horrible loss. You didn't see the fire. You didn't see the guys that says, look, you know, we may be going down, but we're going down with a fight. It just seems like it got to a point in the game where Carolina had its way and the Giants team was just okay with it.
How do you fix it in a week? Or how do you fix some of it in a week?
Well, I think it's a checkup from the neck up, really. I think players will really have to do some soul searching, and they have to say to themselves, we're not this bad. And once they decide that they're not going to be this bad this week, then they'll play better.
All right, Carl, good stuff. We'll do it again next week.
Thanks, Bob.
For Carl Banks and our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. Make sure you join us next week here on MSG for another edition of Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital.